Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Today, we're bringing you a small newbie lesson, but a very useful one because we're asking for change.
Yeah, and actually, this is it's like kind of a joke.
It's a joke?
Yeah, it's more than... Yes, this is very common in, you know, in Latin American countries and South America. When you ask for money and your parents don't really want to give you, This dialogue is taken out from like a joke dialogue. It's pretty funny.
Okay, so it's a common thing that dads would say to their kids when they're asking for money.
But that's right.
All right, so what's our keyword?
Vuelto.
Vuelto. Okay, so vuelto is a noun and that means change, the change.
Mm-hmm.
As you see, the lesson's title is El Vuelto, so basically we're talking about the change. All right, so let's listen to today's dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me puedes dar 5 pesos?
¿5 pesos?
Sí.
¿Para qué quieres 5 si con 4 te sobra?
¿Eh?
Te doy 3, para ti y tus hermanos.
Pero papá...
Y me traes el vuelto.
Second time.
¿Me puedes dar 5 pesos?
¿5 pesos?
Sí.
¿Para qué quieres 5 si con 4 te sobra?
¿Eh?
Te doy 3, para ti y tus hermanos.
Pero papá...
Y me traes el vuelto.
Third time.
¿Me puedes dar 5 pesos?
¿5 pesos?
Sí.
¿Para qué quieres 5 si con 4 te sobra?
¿Eh?
Te doy 3, para ti y tus hermanos.
Pero papá...
Y me traes el vuelto.
All right, so let's translate line by line.
¿Me puedes dar 5 pesos?
Can you give me 5 pesos?
¿Me puedes dar 5 pesos?
Can you give me 5 pesos?
¿Me puedes dar 5 pesos? 5 pesos.
5 pesos?
5 pesos.
5 pesos?
5 pesos, sí.
Yes.
¿Para qué quieres 5 si con 4 te sobra?
What do you want 5 pesos if with 4 it's more than enough?
¿Para qué quieres 5 si con 4 te sobra?
Why do you want 5 if with 4 it's enough?
¿Para qué quieres 5 si con 4 te sobra? ¿Eh?
What?
Te doy 3, para ti y tus hermanos.
I'll give you 3, for you and your brothers.
Te doy 3, para ti y tus hermanos.
I'll give you 3, for you and for your brothers.
Te doy 3, para ti y tus hermanos. Pero papá.
But dad.
Pero papá.
But dad.
Pero papá, y me traes el vuelto.
And you bring me back my change.
Y me traes el vuelto.
And you bring back the change.
Y me traes el vuelto.
All right, so it's a kid asking for money, and his dad is obviously not giving it to him.
No.
Instead of 5, he gives him 3 for everyone, and he wants change.
So basically, it's like almost nothing.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to the first sentence, where we're taking a look at a very useful sentence, where we are asking for money.
Me puedes dar 5 pesos.
Okay. So, can you give me 5 pesos? Here we have, can you give me? Me puedes dar.
Sí, me puedes dar. You have the verb poder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the second form. Tú me puedes, to me. That's why we have me. To me, can you give me? And then you have dar, which is the verb to give.
Okay.
5 pesos, 5 pesos.
So the dad asks, why do you want 5 pesos if with 4, it's enough?
¿Para qué? ¿Para qué is for what?
What for, yeah.
Exacto, what for? ¿Quieres? That's the verb querer, because it's talking to the son, you. ¿Tú quieres 5? Why do you want 5? Si con 4. Si con 4. Here you have if with 4.
Mm-hmm.
Te sobra. Okay, again, te, it means to you. Sobra is the verb sobrar.
Right, and that means leftover or more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a conditional. This is why we have the si, that which would be the same thing as an if in English. So, why do you want 5 pesos if, with 4, it's more than enough.
Mm-hmm. And remember when you use the verb sobrar, you can say, ¿te sobra dinero?
Do you have money left over?
That's right. Sobrar can be that you have enough or you have something left.
Right.
Okay.
Or you have more than enough.
Exactly. Or more than enough. That's sobrar. And then, well, he's like, huh? Te doy tres para ti y tus hermanos.
So he's obviously talking about money, right? Pesos. Mm-hmm. Although he doesn't specifically say, te doy tres pesos, we know that they're talking about money. So he just leaves it out. He says, te doy tres, I give you three, for you and your brothers.
Para ti y tus hermanos.
All right, so we can see the different subjects here and the different verb conjugations. Te doy, right? Here is in the first person.
Sí, in the present, and I give you.
I give you. And then for you, para ti, for you, and your brothers. So here we have the subjects in the possessive form, your brothers.
Y tus hermanos.
Tus hermanos. Okay. And he says, not only that, but he says, and bring me back my change, and bring me back change.
So basically he's trying to express frustration, like, but dad.
Right, right.
And then he says, y me traes el vuelto. Here you have the verb traer, okay? It's to bring back. And he's saying, y me traes, to me, you bring back el vuelto.
Mm-hmm.
That's a keyword.
And then the keyword is change, el vuelto.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me puedes dar cinco pesos?
¿Cinco pesos?
Sí.
¿Para qué quieres cinco si con cuatro te sobra?
¿Eh?
Te doy tres, para ti y tus hermanos.
Pero papá.
Y me traes el vuelto.
Second time.
¿Me puedes dar cinco pesos?
¿Cinco pesos?
Sí.
¿Para qué quieres cinco si con cuatro te sobra?
¿Eh?
Te doy tres, para ti y tus hermanos.
Pero papá.
Y me traes el vuelto.
Third time.
¿Me puedes dar cinco pesos?
¿Cinco pesos?
Sí.
¿Para qué quieres cinco si con cuatro te sobra?
¿Eh?
Te doy tres, para ti y tus hermanos.
Pero papá.
Y me traes el vuelto.
All right, so when we're talking about el vuelto, this is called change. Is there another way of calling it?
El cambio.
El cambio, which would be the same thing, change. Now, if you go to the store and you want to pay with a $100 bill and the shopkeeper asks you if you don't have change,
mm-hmm.
does he say vuelto?
No, they say change, cambio.
Cambio, or sencillo, I've heard him say sometimes.
Yeah, sencillo o cambio.
O cambio. So it's different. You can't use vuelto for asking somebody for change,
mm-hmm.
right? So again, if somebody is paying you with $100 and it's only $2, you ask them, hey, don't you have any change?
Sí, no tiene cambio, no tiene sencillo.
Okay, so that means do you have a smaller bills? But when you're asking for change to give you back the money, then you say
el vuelto.
El vuelto, or you can say el cambio.
Yeah, el vuelto is usually the money that is left over. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you go buy something, they give you money back, that's el vuelto. Okay. But as you say, like, oh, can you break this? And you can say, no tiene cambio. Do you have cambio?
That's another useful word. How can I say, can you change this? Can you change this $10 bill? Or can you change it for me?
Sí, me lo cambia. Me cambias este billete. It's the verb cambiar, to change.
Okay. So that's the way you say it. Can you change this bill, billete?
Mm-hmm. Así es.
All right. Very good. So is this something that your dad used to say to you?
Yes.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time. It was funny. But in the end, he would like give me money. But he would tell me like, what do you want five? I can give you two and you can spend one. And you can
bring me back my change.
But always, always, every time, like sometimes I would never give him back the change because he would forget.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, he wouldn't. But all the time he would tell me, bring me back the change.
Well, yeah, I guess dads are that way. Whenever I asked my dad for money, he would make me wash the car first. So it works differently, I guess. But if you guys have any questions, any doubts, or if you have any suggestions, please visit our website, SpanishPod.com. We'll see you guys there.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.